morning, ladies and gentlemen. Today is Wednesday, September 5th. Thanks very much for tuning in. I appreciate you coming along. Jane Norris back in the saddle. Happy to be back, but not happy to hear the news this morning that Kaywood Ledford has passed. And we're all very sad at the radio station. We had a lot of admiration for Kaywood Ledford. I have to tell you just briefly, before we talk to Paul Rogers, who's here with me in studio, I was honored to meet him at a UK symposium some months ago. He and his wife Frances were there, and we were all talking about broadcasting, and Kaywood was there, and of course he was the star of the show. He was the star on this panel, and yet he opened his remarks by saying, well, I'm not sure why anyone would want to hear what I have to say on the subject.
Yeah, that was Kaywood.
I swear, and everybody, I mean, the whole room was in rapt attention, you know, when he spoke. But he was very down-to-earth and completely lovely man, both he and his wife. And it really strikes me when I listen to his broadcasts, Paul Rogers from our news department, ladies and gentlemen. He sounds very contemporary. He has a real contemporary sound, unlike other announcers that you've heard from past years who have kind of a dated style. He didn't have that.
No, not at all. I guess I have a pretty unique perspective of Kaywood, having grown up listening to him, admiring him, wanting to be like him, and then having the unbelievably good fortune of being hired by him and then working for him and with him. It would be like somebody going to college now and majoring in computer science and coming out and having Bill Gates hire you.
I mean,
that's the kind of step it was. It was just an unbelievable good stroke of luck for me. And I just thought the world of the man. He was such a good man to work for, but you really worked with Kaywood. You were never a hired hand. You were an equal, and you learned a lot just by being around him. And he was just the consummate professional. To his last broadcast, he had this terrible fear of not being prepared enough.
Oh, my gosh.
He prepared to the nth degree. He had many, many occasions. He would be at a game after he retired, and someone would say, hey, Kaywood, come sit down and call someone. And he would say, no way. He says, I don't know these people. I haven't prepared. I can't sit here and do that. And he just wouldn't. But he was a professional and revered by everyone and admired by those who listened to him and no less so admired by those who knew him.
Good morning, 9:30 at News Radio 84 WHAS. I'm Chris Chandler.
Kaywood Ledford saying goodbye and God bless you. And this is the University of Kentucky Basketball Network.
His long career as voice of the Kentucky Wildcats ended in 1992. Kaywood Ledford's life ended this morning. Ledford died early today at a hospital in Harlan County. He was 75. Ledford had fought a long battle with cancer, but he stayed a towering figure in Kentucky sports broadcasting.
You always sit around and say, who's top five high school players of all time, top five college players of all time? Then it goes into top five coaches at levels. Then it goes to top five broadcasters. And Kaywood Ledford's always placed number one by a very difficult and critical New York audience, and they always put Kaywood number one.
Former Wildcat basketball coach Rick Pitino talking about Kaywood Ledford upon his retirement in 1992. There'll be a private funeral service for Ledford's family and a public memorial service at the University of Kentucky, the exact time and place to be announced later on.